Hi, I'm Mickey Williams, and I'm with Bites by MSDN, and we're speaking today to Gregory Renard.
Hey.
Okay. Nice to have you here. So you had quite a trip today, yesterday, to get here to mix.
Yes, I made a good trip to come there, more than 20 hours.
Yes. Cool.
Yes, very, very, it was a big flight, yes.
Right.
I think that is a good thing to come there.
Okay, great.
Yes, for the mix.
So one of the things that Mix we're talking about is the cloud. So
why don't we talk about SQL or Azure? My favorite topic for the mix is Azure, yes. Okay. Azure for two things, for the company, which kind of company can use Azure, and for the developer. It's very interesting. What I like there for the mix, it's also the merge of the different kind of guys, as like the designer, the developer. And it's very interesting to understand what we can create together.
Right. It's completely different. It's completely different than PDC or TechEd, right? It's
Yes. And PDC, you have the big view of Microsoft for the future.
Right.
TechEd is just, okay, we are now on the technology and we can use and I can show to you that.
Right.
And Mix is for the web. And what is the web now and what will be the web for Microsoft for the future? Very interesting for our company. To understand that and to come there to view, to see that, yes, and to explore that for the strategy of our company.
Right. So companies using Azure. What kind of companies should be using Azure? Do you think?
We are a small company in Europe, and we are only based with some experts on Microsoft technologies.
Right.
And for my part, I'm working only on Microsoft Azure. And Azure is very interesting for the development and for the future. We are not now we leave the licensing and we're going to the consuming.
Right.
And Microsoft Azure can help our company to make that easily. And it's very interesting to understand that Azure for two kind of thing, for the companies and for the developers.
Right.
For the companies, I think that Azure is very cool for startups to going quickly to the market with small cost.
Right.
Yes, to use Azure.
Right.
And for the ISV to change the paradigm of the market.
Right.
Leave the consuming going to leave the licensing to going to the consuming. Excuse me.
So instead of that upfront planning where you have to make the strategic decision to buy all kinds of hardware or all kinds of hosting, you can actually take a more tactical approach.
Yes, and
right?
It's very important to think the architecture of the application to easily migrate it to the Azure platform. Yes.
Right.
And for the developer, Azure, it's an incredible platform.
Right.
I start Microsoft.NET Firmware in 2000,
right.
And I'm start on this technology for the unified classes. And now I think that Azure bring to the developer exactly the same way with the unified services.
Right.
When you take the big picture with the on-premises and the big picture with the on the cloud, it's really easy for the developer to start the development on Microsoft Azure.
Right, and you talk to all kinds of developers that can actually take their existing skills and just,
I think that is better for a web developer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. But if you are not a web developer, it's not really complicated to going to Microsoft Azure and to create some worker role.
Right.
If you want to create some big platform and cloud and with many servers to create some applications, some services.
Right.
We have Dallas. Dallas,
right.
I think so.
Right.
It's very interesting for that to big data.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think Microsoft Azure is really a platform for the future. For the developer.
Well, there's definitely a trend in that direction, right? Because it makes it much easier for people to get out of that business where they're. I'm in some other business and suddenly I'm hosting a data center, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be something that's strategically viable.
Yeah, and Microsoft take out of the view of the developer the problem of a cloud platform.
Yeah, exactly.
You just develop and you push your application on the web, on the cloud.
Right.
And I think that my friend Guy Barrett from Montreal will show you and will explain to you how the developer can go in quickly. With the Visual Studio to the development on Microsoft Azure.
Well, thanks for coming and talking to us today, Gregory.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for watching.